I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, July 12th. We will learn more today about a plan to create the Adams Presidential Center in Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch will join retired General Joseph Dunford, former Congressman William Delahunt, the president of the Mass Historical Society, and the chairman of the Mass Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to announce the plans to create the new center on Adams Street next to the Adams Academy. The city purchased that property that was home to the Hamel Funeral Home and will create what the city calls a center for education, civic engagement, and discovery to honor the legacy of the Adams family. Dunford will chair a new nonprofit foundation that will partner with the city to create the new center. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals will discuss a proposal for a 44-unit residential building on Bennett Lane off Independence Avenue, right near the Quincy Adams T station today. The proposal already has planning board approval. The zoning board will meet at 6 p.m. in the boards and commissions room of Old Quincy City Hall, and you can watch it live on QATV Channel 9. The American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive today from 2 to 8 p.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street on Howe's Neck. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. A young child being credited with saving a painter who was working in an upstairs bedroom when a massive fire broke out yesterday in a Hingham home. The boy, his nanny, and the painter were in the home at 4 Mann Street in Hingham when the four-alarm fire broke out just before 1 p.m. As the boy and his nanny started to evacuate, the boy told police he remembered that a painter was working upstairs and alerted him to get out. Wind-driven fire quickly engulfed the 6,000-square-foot, three-story, multi-million-dollar home. Crews tried dousing nearby homes with water to help keep them from also catching fire and being damaged, but flames did spread to at least four other homes. National Grid and the Hingham Municipal Light Plant were working to restore gas and electricity to the neighborhood after it had been shut off by the utility companies. According to the Ware River Water System, residents may temporarily experience discolored water due to the fire. No reports of injuries, but about 120 firefighters responded to the scene. Fire officials said the owners had just moved into the home. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but officials say it may have started on a porch. A South Boston man's accused of groping a woman who was walking alone. 32-year-old Derek Leslie was arrested after police said over the weekend they were investigating two reports of indecent assaults in South Boston. Court papers show the police have been looking for Leslie after multiple women reported he allegedly followed them along West Broadway in South Boston. It was a video that an alleged victim recorded that led police to his arrest. Police say Leslie followed a woman, called her baby, then touched her without her consent on June 21st. The victim went to police after she saw Leslie two more times outside her home on July 7th and again in the neighborhood on July 8th, at which point she took video of him and reported it to police 2 days later. Police said they recognized Leslie. A flyer had just been drafted of him in the department because other women had reported him for allegedly following them in the neighborhood. Leslie said that she was inappropriately touched. The defense attorney said he wholly denies the allegations. According to prosecutors, Leslie has a long criminal history that includes six prior restraining orders from three different individuals and charges for assault with a dangerous weapon. He'll be held until his next hearing on July 21st. An effort led by Massachusetts Republicans to block election officials from putting into effect the state's new mail-in and early voting law was denied yesterday by the state Supreme Court. The decision ensures Massachusetts residents will be able to take advantage of the expanded voter options this year. Opponents had argued that the new law, dubbed the Votes Act, violates the state constitution. The bill was signed into law by Governor Baker in late June after clearing the Democrat-controlled state legislature. State election officials have already begun readying more than 4.7 million ballot applications to send to voters by July 23rd, ahead of the September 6th primary. The new law makes so-called no-excuse mail-in ballots and early voting permanent fixtures in Massachusetts elections. It also increases ballot access for voters with disabilities, service members overseas, and incarcerated individuals, as well as takes steps to modernize the state's election administration process. Many of the voting options included in the new law were implemented during the height of the pandemic. The state GOP argued the expansion of mail-in and early voting during the pandemic was only meant to be temporary until normal voting practices could resume, and that voters must again cast their ballots in person on Election Day, with limited exceptions. They maintain voters can only seek a mail-in ballot if they meet one of the exemptions spelled out in the state constitution, such as being out of town on Election Day or unable by reason of physical disability or religious belief to cast their vote in person that day. Lawyers for Secretary of State Bill Galvin, whose office oversees elections, argued the new law is appropriate, saying under the state constitution, the legislature has broad powers to regulate elections and is not as narrowly confined as Republicans suggest. The state Senate has passed a bill that could help child care centers hire more workers. The bill would create grants, scholarships, and loan forgiveness programs for people who want to become child care providers. And it would establish a tier for pay. Lawmakers are recommending that pay for early education workers be commensurate with public school teachers who are similarly educated. Subsidized providers could also offer free or discounted seats for their staff's children. The bill would also expand programs that help parents pay for child care. A report from April found that some Massachusetts families are spending nearly half their income on child care. Families who make just over $65,000 a year can currently get help for paying child care. That income eligibility level would increase to $164,000 over time. The proposal now goes to the House. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow down 164. NASDAQ dropping 262. The S&P losing 44. Asian shares also down. Dollar is up. The euro is down. Oil is at $101 a barrel. In sports, Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox 10-5 last night. Two teams go at it again tonight at 7:10 in Florida. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, hazy, warm, and humid with an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees. Maybe a lingering storm or shower tonight. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm, and humid, high of 88. An isolated shower or storm Thursday, high of 83, and then partly cloudy 80 on Friday. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet, southwesterly winds gusting to 20-25 knots later today, high tide at 10:39 a.m. Sunrise at 5:18, set at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 12th.